and I speak adult language. Oh, and I watch adult movies. I love adult movies because they're so adult. And I go with other adults and we consent with each other and do adultery. And they think that they're all grown up and they have such maturity. And heaven must be something like the pleasures of adulthood. The sinful pleasures. And I mock that whole adult thing because I just hate that. You know, when you're old enough, you can curse and swear. When you grow up, oh, you can't use that language now. You're a child. It might burn your tongue. When you're old enough, your tongue will get nice and cauterized. You know, it'll be tough, and you can say tough words. Just stupid. If you don't want your kids to use certain words, then don't use them yourself. And if you don't want your kids to watch adult movies, then don't watch them yourself. If you don't want your kids drinking adult beverages, then don't drink them yourselves. That's the theory I take. That's the way I raise my kids. I don't say, F this, F that, son. When you're older, you can use that word. Stupid. Because what it is it's a delusion. You think you're adult, you think you're grown up, but you're not. And I'm not saying there isn't a place for grown-up things and childish things. And there isn't a place for heavenly things and earthly things. You know, the things of the earth have a place. And yeah, there are things we grow up to as adults that we do that we don't do as a child. A lot of them are responsibilities that we have for ourselves and for others. Same thing with the kingdom of God. When we enter in the kingdom of God, we are responsible to the kingdom of God. And we grow out of the childishness of our adult earthly life. And so, you know, sexual pleasure is no different than a child, you know, rolling in the mud. How many of you adults love to go splashing and rolling in mud? Every once in a while you might, because it is childish and fun, and you're human, and you're not that distant from childishness as an adult in this world. But in the kingdom of heaven, you are so far from the childishness of this existence that there'll be no place for it. And they can't die anymore, for they're equal to the angels. Angels don't die. And neither can the children of God in the resurrection die. Now, they don't believe this. And so Jesus is going to talk a little bit more about that. Some misperceptions are taken from the following verses, because people read them with a preconception of what he's trying to say. They read them having prejudiced themselves because their minds have been conditioned to think about death in terms of you die and go to heaven. And instead of you die, you're buried, and in the resurrection, you live again. Verse 37, now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Again, in resurrection. God is not God of dead people who will never rise again. And that's the meaning. They did not believe in the resurrection. They thought the dead were going to stay dead and never rise again. And when God, he says, I'm a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God has a mind of that they are people who yet live, though they be dead. Though they are dead, yet shall they live. And God speaks of them as alive, because to him, those who will be raised are alive. Because God dwells in eternity. You know, he was able to bring forth John to the final day of the age. John saw the end of the world. He saw the future. And so God sees the end from the beginning. He plans everything from the beginning to the end. And so Abraham and Isaac and Jacob still live unto God, as do all the dead in Christ. To him they are alive, though to themselves, to their conscious selves, they are dead. They are unconscious. Their thoughts are not there. It's like sleeping, but without dreams. And the upside of that is in the resurrection, you perceive your death as but a momentary blink of the eye. You fall asleep to death, and you lay there and rot, and you don't perceive anything. And the resurrection comes, and you're brought back to life instantly, and you perceive no passage of time or anything. So the dead die, and it's like the next thing they know, poof, they're up. From our perspective, though, they are in their graves waiting for the resurrection. Though from God's perspective, remember, God is in the future. He's in the past, and he's right now. And in lateral senses of time, in ways that I don't even want to get into because it gets into, because it's a complicated thing that's difficult to describe. Like, we think of time as a line. Well, imagine time as a plane, in which there's not only forward time and backwards time, but lateral time and diagonal time. What about time as a sphere? I mean, how that would even work is completely, completely unfathomable to me. And I can't even wrap my mind around it. Like, I can speak of the concept only in those terms. Like, I can throw that out to you. But if I was going to try to describe it in a way that where we could, with our senses, perceive and understand what it would feel like, or seem like, or look like, or be like, it can't be done. I can't do it. Remember when someone told me, if you had one more dimension of space, like four-dimensional space, you could turn a basketball inside out without breaking the surface. And I can accept that, but really, I'm not talking on a computer screen, I mean a literal solid basketball. And it blows your mind. Well, God's like that. And so the dead are alive to him, though they be not raised yet. And you say, Paul, well, it seems like he's saying that they're alive. Yeah, well, and it's just like I'm saying. He's not denying. See, you can't take this verse and use it to overthrow all the other verses pertaining to the resurrection. It says, David is not ascended into the heavens. And neither is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are not ascended. There's no man that hath ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. That's from the book of John, I think it's chapter 3. It's very simple that God is going to raise them up. But you can't undo the teachings with one verse or two verses. And this verse has to be understood in the context in which it's given. They say there is no resurrection. They don't say people don't go to heaven. They don't say, people don't go to hell. No, they say there's no resurrection.